This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least three security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. An area police spokesman told VOA that the early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital of Gardez. The spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before two heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. U.S. President Donald Trump is traveling Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blakes, seven times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Sagar Magani has this report from Associated Press.
Kenosha's been quiet for several days, and Mayor John Antaramian wishes the president would leave it be.
I think that you have a community that's in the process of trying to heal.
He and Wisconsin's governor, both Democrats, asked the president to stay home. They're worried his visit may cause more tensions and violence.
Well, it could also increase enthusiasm.
The president says he's going to Wisconsin, a key battleground in the November election. Yesterday, he refused to condemn a supporter accused of killing two people during the unrest, suggesting 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president told reporters on Monday he's not planning to meet with Blake's family. Dow Jones this morning opening up in negative territory, but down only about a point. This is VOA News.